Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Healing School. Healing School. And this is our Healing School textbook. We use a lot of scripture. In the book of Hebrews, oh, I'll tell you, I love this book. This is one you can, where you can live and just work and listen and live. And it just has the Apostle Paul all over it. Somebody said, well, we don't know the writer of the Hebrews. Oh, yes, we do. Come on, read it. Refers to Timothy, of course. And it's the Apostle Paul style. Absolutely. I mean, he argues his case from the top to the bottom. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the first verse of the 13th chapter. Let brotherly love continue. You want to stay well? That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do that to get well in the first place, because faith works by love. Amen. It's God's faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. But that's a little off in the translation in the King James. He actually said, have the faith of God. Yeah. Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. Amen. Have the faith of God. Well, that's the faith that resides in your spirit. That spiritual force came when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, where else did you get it other than God? It is the gift of God. It's the God kind of faith. It's God's faith. Amen. And it works by love. Why? God is love. So that's love's faith on the inside of you. And you can choose to love or to not love. Love is not a feeling. It's a person manifested in the man of Jesus. Praise God. And he's alive. And love is in this room this morning. And love is wherever you are this morning. Praise God. And love is in us. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. What? Come on, this room is full of angels today. They are here, they are healing agents. The testimony of one man that came into the ministry, oh, I tell you, This is an exciting thing. Well, it's all exciting. You know, I'm pretty easily excited when it comes to faith and the Word of God. But he had terrible, terrible heart disease. And he woke up in the middle of the night. Woke up. And this very large man was standing over him and had his hands in his chest. He said, going back to sleep. Everything's okay. And he just went back to sleep. Woke up the next morning with a new heart. I wish that had happened to me. Well, quit wishing. Stop wishing. Praise God. You're an angel. Say, I have an angel? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Jesus said so. Sometimes just go through and look at angels. The Bible is full of angelic beings, full of the work of angels. And the book of Hebrews, angels are all over this book. In the first chapter, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that are the heirs of salvation? Well, absolutely. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. and them which suffer adversary, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation, let your character be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's huge. I will never leave you. I will never, ever, ever, ever forsake you. Even at times when you just did something that's nasty and you wish you hadn't done it, he's still there. And he'll never forsake you. No, he won't. And he's always nudging you to repent anyway. He's pumping you up towards repentance all the time anyway. And he won't forsake you. And he won't put you down. And once you repent of a sin, he'll never mention that sin to you again. It's over. It's gone. Cleansed. So stop feeling ugly about it. He's forgotten your sins and trespasses, so you forget them. Amen. Don't let that become a burden to you. Be honest about it and call it by its nasty name. Don't call it your problem. Yeah, it's a problem, but own it. Yeah, Lord, I lied. Well, what in the world did I lie about? Well, for one thing, I told them I'd be there at 3 o'clock, and I showed up at 4:15. Now, I just lied about it, and I repent of it. I wasted an hour of their time waiting on me. That was a lie, and I repent of it, and I repent to them. And it might have been a bigger lie. It might have just been a whopper. Well, own it and then dump it. Just go over to 1 John, the first chapter, and lean on his blood. Lean on his blood. I carry the little communion cups. Does your church use those little plastic ones that has a little plastic thing on the top? Do you know where those came from? You probably don't. Many years ago, the Worldwide Communion Service, yes, mm-hmm, on satellite. This was the very beginning of satellites. And one of our very closest friends, they called him Mr. Satellite, Aunt Clyde McGee. And he helped us connect those satellites together. It had never been done. And I can just see Yeonju Cho in South Korea, and they were receiving communion. And well, I mean, sites all over the world. And so Welch's designed those so we could have those just by the hundreds and by the thousands if you needed to. They designed those little guys for us so we didn't have to have little glasses. Wow. Isn't that cute? Don't you love it? And just like on this trip, I put several of them in there so I could take communion each day. And you just take it with you, you know. Fix you a little Ziploc bag and put your communion cups in there and take them with you and just receive communion and just commune with God and commune over your healing and the forgiveness of sin, glory to God, and depend on it. Just stay over in that area and just stay in the realm of repentance all the time. Amen. And John asked me one time, he said, now, John's kind of blunt. Daddy, how come you always know what I did or what I'm going to do? I said, because, son, I did it before you did. And he's so much like me. I said, since I had me figured out, I have you figured out. You understand that? And so, and John Copeland is still my best friend. And the Lord taught me this many, many years ago. And you need to understand this about your children, because this will help you stay well. John was just a young boy. And the word of the Lord came to me. Now listen carefully, because this is healing. It's healing for you. It's healing for your family. It's healing for your children. And I don't care how old they are. And the Lord said to me, I've only heard the audible voice of God one time. But anyway, it's in here. And every born-again believer has this. But you need to practice his presence and talk to him. And then listen, shut up, listen. Take some time. And just tell him how much you love him. Lord, I love you more than I love my life. I'm yours to command. I remember the first time I was in a meeting in Houston. It was not my meeting. I was just there and just praising God, and a wonderful meeting. And I was over on my knees and I thought, you know, I don't know that I have ever told the Lord how much I love him. And I just said it. I said, Lord, I love you right here. He said, I love you too, son. I just wept. He said something to me that wasn't a rebuke. I got a lot of rebuking in those days because my life was changing. And he told me he loved me. God loves me. God loves Kenneth. Kenneth. He loves Kenneth. Well, later on, please listen to me carefully. If some of there's asleep, a bunch of them are going to say, you need to hear this. you really need to hear this. Oral Roberts University. And I just learned about the prayer of agreement. Wow. This is huge. This is like a bird nest on the ground. You can do anything with this. And I was just taken back. And I was in the 17th chapter of John. I didn't realize then, turn there with me, please. I didn't realize then that the 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 chapters of John were all at that covenant meal in the middle of the night. And Jesus is, he has taken Passover. What's he doing? He has taken communion with them. That's where communion came from, was that supper. The Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 11, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. Right there. Look at this. I said, Lord, I'm in our little house there, and I'm just walking around. And I thought, oh, Lord. I said, Jesus, you prayed this prayer. I'm going to agree with you. And I just began to read down through it. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only God, and Jesus Christ, and thou sent. Oh, I agree with that. I have glorified thee on earth, and I finished the work. I agree with it. And I just went down, and I'm telling you, you talking about a blessing. It's just flowing. It's just flowing through me and flowing over me. And it came down, and I'm agreeing. They are not of this world, even as I'm not of this world. Sanctify them, the 17th verse. And then the 18th verse, you sent me into the world, even so I also send them. I said, oh God, he's sending me to the world. And then I got to the 20th verse. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And I said, dear God, he's praying for me. He is praying for me. Do you understand that? He's praying for me. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gave me I've given them. I stuttered a little bit on that one. But okay, I agree. I and them and thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast... What? Love them as thou hast loved me? As love them as thou hast loved me? No. God loves me as much as he loved Jesus? No. Now see, I didn't know I was a new creature. That came later. I just now got a hold of the prayer of agreement. I hadn't gotten that far yet. It wasn't real to me yet. God loves me as much as he does Jesus. That can't be true. But it's written in red. How can I agree with this? And I started walking around that room, and I go, oh, God, you love me as much as you love Jesus. No, but if it hadn't been written in red, there's no way I could believe this. And so I raised my hand, and I was trembling. There was fear in me. See, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, now, wait a minute, dumb. You were an old sinner, and you did get saved by grace, so straighten up.
Right.
But I kept walking around that room. God loves me. And I did not really want to say it at first. I was trembling all over. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth as much as he loves Jesus. And I was trembling all over. And I'm walking around that room, and the more I said it, the stronger I got. And by the time I got through, I was shouting it, and I've been shouting it ever since. Well, do you think about it a little bit? Of course he loves you as much as he loved Jesus, because he sent Jesus to get you.
Yeah.
Amen. He sowed one son to bring many sons to glory and heal them. Glory to God. God loves Kenneth. And I'm just walking around that little old room. God loves Kenneth. God loves Gloria. God loves me. He loves me. I love God, and he loves me, and he loves me, and I love God, and he loves everything but sin. But he loves the sinner. Amen. That'll heal you. Now, the Lord said to me, Kenneth, John thinks you think he's a bad boy. I said, Lord, I don't think he's a bad boy. He said, you magnify his sin. He does something wrong and you get on him. He does something wrong and you get on him. I said, okay, I'll fix that. Well, he said, now, wait a minute. You need to understand this. You're only the father of his flesh. You're not the father of his spirit. Is he born again? I said, yes, he is. I led him to the Lord when he was a little boy. Then he said, you are primarily brothers in Christ, not father and son. So I came home from that meeting, and when I got home, I said, John, when's the last time I bought you a tank of gas? He had a pickup. Well, he never had money enough for a gas, but he said, well, it's been a long time, Dave. I said, come on, get in your truck. Let's go buy some gas. Let's fill her up. So, and we got in the truck and headed over there. I said, John, the Lord said this to me in the meeting we were just in, that you think that I think you're a bad boy. And he teared up. He said, Daddy, I've done enough to make you think I'm a bad boy. I said, boy, let me tell you something. I'm not just your daddy. I said, you know Jesus as your Lord? Yes, sir. I said, we're brothers in Christ Jesus. You're my brother in the Lord. And you're my friend. You're not just my son. And I said, I want to tell you something. If you were to commit the most heinous crime in history, and they put you so far back in a dungeon, they had to pipe light to you. I want to tell you something, boy. That's the day I use all of my influence and everything I know how to do to get you out and make you a free man again. Because I don't hold your sin against you. And I will never again magnify your sin, son. Never. I never will. If I see you need correcting, I'll do it. Because I've taught you that's scriptural. So that you live life by your parents. And honor your parents. That you live long on the earth. I said, of course I want you to live long on the earth. But we're just good friends. Now then, Psalm 145, that third verse, great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. The eighth verse, the Lord is gracious and full. Say full. He's full. Full. Let me alter that a little bit. He is compassion. And Jesus moved with compassion, healed. Well, he's God manifested in the flesh, full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created. Oh, Lord, the 12th verse. To make known to the sons of men his mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The 16th verse, you open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. That's the favor of God. He, in the 19th verse, he will fulfill the desires. Listen to him. He will fulfill the desires. You desire to be healed this morning? You desire to be healed this morning online? You desire to be well this morning? He will fulfill the desires of those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Amen. He's a good God. He is completely good. He is all good. He is nothing bad. He is light. There's no darkness in him. And he loves you and he wants you well.
Are you believing for healing in your body? What changes do you want to see? Calling things as they are will keep them as they are. It's time to learn what God says about your health and speak by faith instead with the Healing Confessions package. In this package, you'll get two books by Kenneth Copeland, You Are Healed, and How You Call It Is How It Will Be, as well as the Healing Confessions CD and booklet by Gloria Copeland. Listen to the Word and declare along with Gloria the healing scriptures God has promised you. From the Old Testament to the New, God has revealed His plan of healing for you. You'll see how Jesus took all of the curse for you, so you can live in His resurrection power. You don't have to be stuck in the world's ways. Learn what it means to have supernatural thinking, speaking, and living. God is a good Father who only does good toward you. Release His power and goodness in your life and those around you, and walk in the blessing of God.
Discover the truth about the power of your words. Request your free copy of the Healing Confessions package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Keep yourself healthy and whole by speaking the Word of God over your life. It's God's heart for you to be healed. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to sow some teaching resources into your life. Two books and a CD called The Healing Confessions Package. And Brother Copeland has taught us how this world and universe are Word created and Word controlled. And God established it that way from the very beginning. And as His child, He made us speaking spirits like Him, so we do the same thing. We change our environment by what we say. And we can release light into the middle of darkness. We can activate our faith with fully persuaded words. And you need to discover what the Word says about your authority and the power to speak God's light and life into your life. And keep the healing power of God activated by faith and live a life of health, live a life full of the power of God, and learn how to be healed and stay well. So to request your free Healing Confessions package, just visit us online at kcm.org. Now, every week, the daily BVOV broadcast notes are available for you to download. They are free on kcm.org/notes. All the scriptures, all the teaching points that Brother Copeland is covering in these Healing School broadcasts, they're all included. And these are great resources for you to teach, you to use as your personal study, or to teach a healing service at your own church. These are great materials for you to get a hold of. Download them and share them with your friends. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to request your free copy of today's program.
My healing is already an accomplished fact.
Jehovah Rapha, healer.
He always is the healer. He was the healer before there was a need for healing. Why?
Because He's live.
I've made up my mind. I'm leaving with a miracle.
Come to Miracles on the Mountain, June 24th and 25th. Register at emic.org/miracles.